See, too many of y'all in the comfort zone. You got to stay on the cutting edge.
Welcome to LeroyThompson.tv, where you get the cutting edge.
Let me help you. We want our members to get in the presence of God as ministers. You're doing pretty good, but you're going to have to change the flow if you want to hear from God more. The flow, to some degree, is performance. Now, this child came here. I don't know where she come from. I don't know where she got her training at. I never talked to her too much. Montreal talked to her. But she come here, and she was on the way to contamination. When she first sung, she had a strong anointing when she came here the first few times. And her anointing was waning. And it was waning because it was such a flow we had in this church. I don't know who trained her. See, she know how to minister to the Lord. And I wouldn't even want her to join the choir, because she'd get contaminated from her meekness and ministering to the Lord, not ministering to the people. And then you have to know how to get out of the way of the minister. When they come to minister the word, that's the major meal, not the song. And so we're in the process, and I got some loving people in my church. We're in the process of making that change to get people. But if you don't worship God, your members not. If you don't praise him, they're not. You just got to, buck the flesh. Just get, just get in his presence. And I say to you, the emotion was blocking out the glory. We got so many good songs. And we sing them songs, and sometimes we think we're moving in the spirit, but a lot of time the emotion have hit before the glory fell. And so the glory never falls. So now we're lacking miracles. We're lacking signs. We're lacking wonders. We're lacking demonstration. We're lacking manifestations of the Holy Ghost. It's because you have to praise him. You remember God said that woman, they that must, who worship him, must worship him in the spirit and truth. Then Jesus said, the Father seeketh such to worship him. So when you pastors, when you church on Sunday morning, you let your people see you praising God. Yeah, don't think that you a professor or something. You need God too, you see. Praise him in the presence of your members. Are you following me? All right, Father, we thank you tonight. We're coming in your presence quickly. We know that you want to train us in the ways and the things of God. We accept the responsibility of yielding to the Spirit. We thank you for these men and women of God who have come far and near. They have come because I believe you led them to come. I'm so thankful changes will be made. I'm so thankful there's nothing impossible for you. Many of us are believing you for many things, but you're reliable. We know that, Father. And we turn our hearts toward trusting you, your presence, your word, your spirit. Thank you that Jesus is Lord, the Lordship of Christ. Jesus is glorified, and he has sent the Holy Spirit. We are so thankful that the prophecies that Jesus made are a reality in our lives today. We thank you and praise you for every person under the sound of my voice. If we begin to look into the word, we fall humbly in your presence, that you may use us and may speak through us and speak to us divine sentences that we can understand. Thank you, dear God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we'll go to work. Go to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That weather, y'all been slipping in the slide now. We wanted y'all to know Louisiana got jeans too. Yeah, weather jeans. Yeah, I'm watching the news media. They said some highways closed, trucks stopped. Yeah, bless them darling heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This make many preachers nervous. They get real nervous. But they won't come find out what the Lord is doing in the church today. This is something this the Lord's doing. Been happening for 20 years, never let up. It's been going on for 20 years, nonstop. Because it's the Lord's doing. So what is the Lord doing? Man can't stop it. So I don't know what they're fussing about. Amen. It's the Lord doing it. I mean, it's not my doing. 20 years it's been going on. Yeah, never stop. And I mean, no matter what state or what country you're in, the same thing will happen. We're going to Brazil. Same thing will happen in Brazil. What the other place? Barbados. We're going there. April? Leroy? Yeah. May. Praise God. Did you get blessed this morning? Hallelujah. I'm thankful. Yes, sir. Paul, I'm so glad to see you. I know I saw Paula, right? Did I see Paula? Did I see her, Leroy? Yeah, amen. I told you how the Lord have me praying. He have me praying in John 7, 37 through 39 for this meeting. He often give me a scripture to pray over. I pray, you know, pray it in English. I read it back to him, calling me to remembrance. He talks about, you know, the spirit, rivers of life, rivers of living water. And he said you got to thirst and you got to drink and you got to believe. He talks about it has not happened yet because he was talking prophetically. But it has happened. Jesus has been glorified and the Holy Spirit has been sent. Now, my brothers and sisters, there are more than three or four major things we need to talk about this week. Two we talked about this morning, prayer and the word. Tonight we're going to accommodate actions of the Holy Spirit. And then there's another aspect I probably won't get to because I think we got a long way to go here. But I would preach in my church Sunday morning the declaration or declaring that Jesus is Lord. Yes. He's the Lord of the harvest. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the Lord of creation. Yes. And so I will deal with it. But those four things I want you to hold in mind. Jesus is Lord. You're not just saying something to be saying something. It means that he's the Messiah. Yes. He's the anointed one. Yes. All right. You may be seated. Get your Bible. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There are some principles there that I want to bring you through. And we're going to deal with, now, to listen very carefully, the secrets, plural. The secrets of a ministry yield to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The secrets. Well, you could say the secrets of a minister that is yield to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, as I said, we talked about prayer this morning. We'll get back on prayer tomorrow morning. And we talked about the word. But now tonight, the subject is the Holy Spirit ministry. And knowing secrets of how to yield. Over the years, I've learned many ways to yield to the Holy Spirit. I've learned what caused the Holy Spirit not to the flow if you get in his way. So there are three or four scriptures that are not in my text, but I want to build to the text tonight. Now if you write, you be talking about a flowing and a flourishing ministry, right? How to have a flowing and flourishing ministry. We talked about that this morning. We said that's the overall. That probably would be on the back of the cover of the tape. But we're talking about various ways here. And tonight I want to remind you again now, look for it, the secret of a ministry or a minister, a pastor, a prophet, a bishop, or whatever you feel your calling is, yielding it to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Every time you preach, you need to be in a yield position. I mean, you may have some notes. I got some notes here, but whatever the way the Holy Ghost want to go, you go with him, you see. Never try. I've tried. Never try to buck the Holy Ghost to your outline. You're going to be left by yourself. And guess what? Everybody going to know it. You by yourself. You just be speaking. Now, this scripture, I want to, in 1 Corinthians 12, in a few moments, not now, in a few moments, we're going to put it up in the Amplified Bible because it says something that I want you to see. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now that word ignorant, ignorant of spiritual things. Paul, somebody said, real meaning here, now concerning spiritual things. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Along that line, you know, we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit, the nine manifestations of the Holy Ghost. But along that line, he talks about gifts, administration, and operation, and manifestation. Now, that's something to hold on to. You know, we got the five ministry gifts, and they got the gifts of the Spirit, what is these five, these nine manifestations. But notice there, he talks about gifts, administration, right along that same chapter, operation, and manifestation. We need to be watching how the Holy Spirit move in certain areas, in our lives, in our ministries, in our anointing, so we'll be sure we're operating right, that we're functioning right, that we're yielding to him right, that we're getting out the way so he can get in the way. And then I think we'll see more of the glory of God, and more of the power of God, because actually what we do is spiritual. You heard that? Yeah, that's our assignment too. Our assignment is to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen on that? If you learn the secrets of learning how to cooperate with the Holy Ghost, I pray he reveal himself tonight that he will show us some of the secrets and that our ministry will be to a greater degree when we leave this conference. Next time you have a chance to stand in a pulpit, it'll be a little bit different. Yeah, amen, amen. Because something is going to get off on you in here. Because, see, we're imparting things to you by the help of the Holy Ghost. I said by the help of the Holy Ghost. Now, yeah, I never hooked these two verses together, but in my prayer time, he showed me this verse. And on the Amplified Bible, it reads, now about the spiritual gift, the special endowment of supernatural energy. Lord have mercy. Special endowment of supernatural energy. Brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed. I like that. You like that? I like to amplify. You see, I don't want to be misinformed, messing around with something else, and miss the real move of God. I don't want to be messing around with no manuscript and I can be messing around with a manifestation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I like that. He say, see, special endowment of supernatural energy. Say it with me. Special endowment of supernatural energy. That's what we need, brothers and sisters. And that comes from the Holy Ghost. That's where miracles are. Signs, wonders, impossibility becoming possible. Right there. Right there in the realm of the Spirit. Yes, sir. And you go over to Ephesians 1:3. Now tie these two scriptures up because it said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Notice what they are, in heavenly places in Christ. And those two verses, when you talk about spiritual thing, he said he have blessed us with all spiritual blessings. But you see, you cannot go in there yourself. One of the secrets of spiritual blessing is knowing how to yield to the blesser. See, he the one got to escort you into the presence of God, escort you into that realm. You can't go there by yourself. And so you have to learn how to flow, how to function, and how to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I tell you, you'll see some things. Over the years, I've learned some secret. I've really enjoyed working with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. He's a plumb gentleman. Yeah. If you do what you're supposed to do, definitely.
Yes, sir.
He'll do what he was called to do.
Yeah.
So you got these two scriptures. One of them is telling us he don't want us ignorant of spiritual things. Then he's telling us we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? And a lot of time we don't get there. We don't get there because of the mechanic. We don't get there because of natural energy. Things blocking us. I told you how the man practiced to preach. How you going to practice to preach? You don't know what the Holy Ghost want to say. He told me, time me. Time you. Then when the apostle Paul, Saul was a persecutor of the church, but then Paul become the baddest apostle you won't lay your eyes on. I mean, he just had a fresh anointing all the time. I like to run with Paul, you know.
Yeah.
Paul running under grace. He under the umbrella of grace. He said, not me doing it, he said.
Yeah, right.
It's the grace of God.
Yeah.
But when Paul, the church had so much disturbance, but this scripture is such a powerful scripture there in Acts 9. Acts 9, you know, when the Lord had dealt with Paul. But something that should be in your ministry, in your church, if you're a pastor and following the Holy Ghost, there's something here that was said that flows with what we are aiming to see in the spirit tonight. Now, you know, I'm telling you right now, the Holy Ghost is going to fall because I'm talking about him. He's going to minister to you tonight. He's going to put cutting edge anointings in this place. Yeah, and you recognize something happened to you. Now, there in the ninth chapter, and you know, Paul, now they got Paul, he's not persecuting the church no more. He no longer saw, he's Paul, and he got straight with God. Now he's had an experience with the Spirit.
Right. Yeah.
That he found out that there's a greater dimension of life than he had.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes,
and I love this voice, Acts 9:31. And I think if we yield to the Spirit, our churches will come here.
Yes,
see? Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were what?
Edified.
Come on, rest, edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord. Now, that's one thing I had to fall off the truck with, because there in the fifth chapter of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead, and the grace teachers said they wasn't even Christian. I had me saying that crazy stuff. No, they lied to the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing to lie to the Holy Ghost. You might go home early. And I ain't talking about to your state either.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to fear the Lord on us. Are you following me? And I'll deal with that in the apostle's address on Wednesday night. But it says here, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord. And look, whoa, hallelujah. And where? And where? In the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Say it. Some of y'all ministry, you're so miserable because you're trying to do it yourself. You're getting ill advice from somebody who got 2,000 members. So what if they got 2,000 members? They might be suffering worse than you if they're not flowing with the Holy Ghost. Numbers don't make you a success. It's being with God. Hearing what the Spirit is saying. Being ready to function in any one of the nine manifestations or the anointing that's on your life in the ministry gifts. Yielding to the Holy Ghost, man. Yielding to the Holy Ghost. Comfort of the Holy Ghost. And then you see at the end what happened then?
Multiply.
Then we look again. We look again in 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Many scriptures I just want to read because I don't have this week. Don't give me an ample time to minister all these scriptures, but I want to get them down. You know some of them. You just don't know John 15:7. I would have went to the hotel and memorized it. I said, man, my God. I got a house full of preachers that's scared to lift their head up there. I don't know if they're going to call on me. Just mess it up, man. Do something. Now then, in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, you'll be introduced further, because we're going to go through the book of Acts, down the book of Acts, and see how the early church yielded to the Holy Spirit, and how they had miracles to happen, and how supernatural energy was upon their ministry. May the Lord. May the Lord tonight instill your ministry with supernatural endowment. Glory to God. I believe he can. You? And I believe God. I believe that there's an impartation if somebody got it and God sent them with it. I believe you got a right to share it with somebody else. I just believe that, me. And look at, notice this fifth voice. Lord, let me preach a little bit. Notice this first voice. The fifth voice. I'm getting lost. Hallelujah. I'm getting happy, man. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. In word only. You see? But also in power. Didn't they say that? And in what else? The Holy Ghost, and what else? And ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. We were anointed. That's what he said. We weren't just preaching a raw letter. We had the Spirit of God backing us up. So the real gospel is a gospel. Yes, you use the word to express the gospel. But then there's power in the Holy Ghost and much assurance when one is yielding to the Spirit of God. Now, I tell you, it shouldn't be such a gap between ministers. Gap in anointing. I mean, all of us should be anointed. All of us should be able to yield to the Holy Spirit to bring our audience to a standstill. They recognize they're not talking to a natural woman or a natural man, but they're talking to somebody who's supernaturally endowed with supernatural energy. Talking to a ambassador, a representative of another country. Are you following me? Oh, we'll see tonight. I sense the Spirit of God going to move through this place. We will experience the supernatural in this house tonight. The glory will come. The joy will come. Hallelujah. Then we go on to read here. Talk about the power and wisdom of God in 1 Corinthians 1:24. But I want to now read a text that will introduce us to where we're going here. And we'll look at what yield mean in a few moments. What yield mean: to give up as to superior power or authority. He is, the Holy Ghost is. It means to give up or surrender oneself. You have to know how to surrender to the Holy Ghost. To give forth or produce by a process. See, yielding to the Holy Ghost. The secrets. You see, the secrets of ministry. I've spit some out already tonight. But we're going to get more specific in a few moments. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, then we'll go to our text. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd lack a good dose of the Holy Ghost tonight, me. I want to teach something, but I sit down by the fireplace praying in tongues, then I got on my knees, and I said, Lord, flow. He said, flood. I commenced the praying. He said, I said, flow. He said, flood. Then he said, overflow. I'm speaking that over your life and your ministry. It's time for it. Tell somebody it's time for it. Some of y'all been praying and serving God many years. It's time for it. See, the thing is, you can plug something in a socket, but if you need 220 voltages, and if you're in a 110 socket, you're not going to ever get where you're supposed to be. Connection is powerful. I mean, in the spirit realm, I remember with my dad, I got the right connection. I said, that's the man right there. That's the man I'm going to follow. See, I plugged in, and all my stuff worked. I was following some other person, people. I get some, but I wasn't getting enough through the line. But once I heard him open his mouth, I said, that's where I need to be plugged up at. That's where I need to be connected. That's where I'm going to get blessed at. That's where I'm going to get set free at. That's where I'm going to go to another level at. Right here. I'm plugging in this socket. I'm not going to let nobody talk me out of it. Go where you want to wait. Go what way you want to go. I know I'm plugged in. It paid off. I say it paid off. Some say, you following that white man. You better believe it, I'm following him. He had the goods. I don't care what color he is. He could have been a Japanese. He plugged in. He had the Holy Ghost. Proper connection. Set you apart. I know about connection. Yes, sir, I know about connection. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 2 now. Glory to God. See, we're finding secrets, you see. Now, you see, you sat here like a frog on a log. You sat here and believe, say, well, yeah, we'll talk about that. I read that scripture before. Yeah, but you see, it's more than the scriptures in here. It's a successful ministry standing before you. One of the most successful ministry in the world. Raise a successful family. I had help. The Spirit of God helped me. I have a strong church. So here in 1 Corinthians 2, I want to read a few verses here to help us get started. He says in the fourth verse of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, and my speech, and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I remember I was out on a meeting one time. I called my wife and said, I'm coming home. Because I wasn't saying much. The two guys I was with, they had scriptures after scriptures. You know, I get up there and fumbling around. I don't have all these scriptures. And then, you know, and finally my wife encouraged me. She said, no, don't come home. Stay there. The Lord sent you there. And so the next night the Holy Ghost hit. I said a few words. It was over. The Holy Ghost showed up. He showed up to endorse his ways of doing things. It's not having how many scriptures you have or how great your outline is, but can you yield to him? Can you let him have his way in your life? Would you have a little slob coming out your mouth, saliva? Would you spit a little bit? You don't mind if your necktie crooked or your wig crooked. You're just going to preach it on out. Glory to God, let the Holy Ghost go. And that's what Paul's saying. Not with enticing word of man wisdom, but in demonstration. That's a word there now. Demonstration of the Spirit. Demonstration of who? Of the Spirit and of power. Now you know more than one time. Acts 10:30 say how God anointed. God, if you're going to yawn, cover your mouth. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Yeah, I don't let nobody just yawning in my meat. Just like I'm not saying nothing. Huh? John, close. Put a handkerchief over your mouth. Hold your Bible up. Because I know I'm saying something. Hallelujah. Now, turn. That's good. We heard Paul there. Now turn. Now let's go to another scripture here. And then I'm going to start giving some points. John 14:17. John 14:17. Don't do your pastor that, baby. He already scared you done yawn on him. He might quit and close the Bible. I know it just slipped out. You just. I'm going to leave you alone. Glory to God. Nobody but me and you know. And the Lord. John 14:17. Jesus prophetically speaking. He said, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not. Neither knows him. But you know him. Huh? But you know him, for he dwelleth with you at that time, you see, and shall be in you. Now he is with me and in me. Turn you close right there. You see, I never heard nobody had that many scriptures. That's why we're not where we're supposed to be. John 16 now. Because I got to establish this case before I go to giving you the things that the Holy Ghost will give me for tonight. Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. John 16 now. This verse here might hurt you a little bit. But we need to understand it, because some of us still in this category, even though we're in the dispensation of grace, we're in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost now. The Holy Ghost is here. After Act 2, he came, you see. And here, but this 12th verse, when Jesus prophesied about the Holy Spirit, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. You see, if you're not functioning right in the Holy Ghost can't talk with you. You have to learn the secret of how to yield to him, and how to flow with him, and how to go with him. Yes, no matter what way you're going, trust him, because he's going to bring it out right. Yes. See, some of y'all are too proper. Yes, sir. And you're too pleasant. Yes. You won't yield. You won't break. Yes. You won't flow. You got too much theology. Yes. You got to be where you can yield to the Spirit. Yes. And see a flow of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And see the Holy Ghost do something out of the ordinary. Yes. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, I'm expecting you to go back where you come from in a different vein. Absolutely. I mean, that's what these meetings are about, isn't it? Yeah. Getting blessed. Yeah. As a minister, I don't want to go to no minister's conference, nobody ministers to me. Yeah. So he said, and I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Let's just read. Let me read here. 13 verse. How be it? Yeah. Now he prophesying now. Yes, sir. But see, we're living in that disposition. Yeah. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, yes, is come. Look, notice now. He will guide you. He, the Holy Spirit, will guide you into what? All truth, all right? For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he is, he hear, but whatsoever he shall hear. I said the other day, I was talking on this Sam text, I said we have a divine eavesdropper in heaven. The Holy Ghost is eavesdropping on whatever conference the Father and the Son hold. The Holy Spirit is in the executive meeting and hear what the Father says and reveal it to you. Thank God for that. That shall he speak, and he will, notice that, show you things to come. Show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto you. Now notice the 15th verse. Notice John, Ephesians 1:3. I told some of them, they look up at me and say, what are you? No, notice that. The fifth, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I say he shall take a mind and show it to you. That's Ephesians 1:3. That's Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, you can't get it unless the Holy Spirit revealed it to you. Jesus was not working without the Holy Spirit. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. You don't think Jesus, he told us, I'm not doing all this stuff by myself. Now, here are some things we got to understand as we try to break some of this down until the glory hit. The secret of successful ministry is knowing how to always yield to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There again in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 says, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. You see that? Now, I said this another way the Lord spoke to me. The Holy Spirit knows the path of God to take. Let me give you that again now. Just go to a very familiar scripture over there in Romans chapter 8. The Holy Spirit knows the path of God to take. Then Romans 8:14 says that many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, the Holy Spirit know how to lead you. He know where to go. He know what path to take. And you have to yield to him. How, and he will show you, and here's another way, and he will show you accurately all the plans of the Father. Good God Almighty. Woo, turn to John 16 again. He will show you accurately. I'm in my own personal ministry. Man, there were times that I had to make decisions. I didn't know what to do, where to turn. But the Holy Spirit, I got to praying and got to waiting on him. And he told me something, and it seemed like it wasn't nothing to do. It didn't make no sense at all. But I knew I'd heard from heaven. I did it. It came out just like he told me. See? You got man, woman, you got divine help. This thing, ministry, is supernatural. Ministry is from heaven. You shouldn't be struggling. You shouldn't be holding on. You should be rising day and night. You should be rising when you're sleeping, because you got the greatest commission that ever been given to anybody. And you got the greatest sauce than any employee has. No president, no executive, nobody's greater than a minister of the gospel. We represent the kingdom of God. We represent the superior God, the sovereign God, the almighty God. We are the priest of the gospel. The world will try to put us in a dilemma, and the world will try to tell us that, you know, just push us on the side. You have to know who you are. But you see, we got the Holy Spirit. He will show you, I like this word, accurately. I like that. All the plans of the Father. Yeah. You got it then, John 16, 13. We read that. John 16, 13, show you all things, you see. Now, notice this. Turn with me to Luke. A lot of scriptures tonight. A lot of scriptures. Minister. His wisdom and understanding will make your ministry the extension of Jesus' ministry. Well, wait a minute. Carrying the same attribute and favor. You heard that? No, I could look at the expression on your face. You didn't hear what I said. I'm going to give it to you again and give you a scripture to back it up. His wisdom, the Holy Spirit, and understanding will make your ministry the extension of Jesus' ministry, carrying the same attribute and same favor. Wow. That's one for you. Notice there in Luke chapter 2 for a minute there. Hallelujah. What kind of ministry Jesus had? Well, let's see. Luke chapter 2 here. Verse 52. And Jesus... And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. That's the extension of your ministry. The same thing should be happening to you. I've been enjoying this so long that, you know, sometimes I look at other men and think I'm wrong. I've been enjoying it so long, the very thing, the favor, the same attribute, the same favor, the same blessing that Jesus shared when he was here on earth. Well, all I do is let him live through me. I know if he did it once, if I yield right, he'll do it again. Are you following me? See, you got to believe this, though. You got to believe this. You can't, this is not theology. This real ology. So his wisdom and understanding will make your ministry the extension, you hear me, of Jesus' ministry, carrying the same attribute and same favor, working the same miracle, seeing the same result. Blind see, lamb walk, dead rise. That should be in your ministry. When you learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, those things will begin to happen. My brethren, stop running behind every denomination. Stop running behind every meeting. Stop listening to every preacher. I've made my mind, I'm shutting them off for a while, because they tell you too much stuff. Spirit of God said to tell you, I hope you take this. It is time for your ministry to have substantial success. Now you see, you need to write that down and date it. Date it. It is time for your ministry to have substantial success. Success that never leaves. I've been in substantial success ever since I started preaching. Never left out of it. Always success, success. Did I have challenges? Absolutely. But I kept praying and laying in my ignorance of other things and trust the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I go to convention many years ago. I go to convention. I said, man, these guys be crying and slipping on banana peeling and got 14 members and getting 5 calls every 3 hours. What the world is going on here? But I found out as I got further up the road, they really wasn't yielding to the Holy Spirit and getting the help of the Holy Spirit, you see. Turn to 1 John now. Because I just shouting ground here. The anointing will failure-proof your ministry. In other words, you cannot fail if you're functioning the anointing right. The Holy Ghost never fails. No. If you follow him and yield to him and let him put his hand on you, you'll never fail. Failure proof your ministry. You shouldn't really be failing in no area. Inside or outside. And if you listen to me, you'll get a hold of it. You know, 1 John talk about the anointing. Yeah, you don't need no man to teach you. See, the anointing teaches you the truth, and there's no lie, you see. I need to turn there because maybe the Lord wants to say something else while I'm over there. I may get to some of the things in the book of Acts, may not. Time just going, flowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. Huh? First John 2:27. But the anointing, what you have received of him, abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. You see, what did we say? The anointing will failure-proof your ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now notice this. Now I wrote this. I have to reread this and wrote. The spirit of his purpose is being released by the Holy Spirit of purpose in you tonight and forevermore. See, the spirit of purpose is so important because something happened if you understand how to function with the spirit of grace and function in the spirit of purpose. The Bible tells you, I may get a chance, we pray a little bit in the Holy Ghost in these morning meetings and preach on praying in the Holy Ghost. But three things happen when Romans 8:26 through 28 happen. You get the mind of the spirit, you get the will of God, and you get God's purpose. And then Romans 8:28, what sum it up? Yeah. Sum it up. Your ministry can be in Romans 8:28. How many of y'all know what Romans 8:28 is? Now all y'all gonna put your hand up. How many? Turn to Romans 8:28. Turn to Romans 8:28. You see, it with the spirit of purpose. If you get anointed with the spirit of purpose and follow God's purpose and get the mind of the spirit and know the will of God and know do things according to God's purpose, the Bible says all things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. Yes, sir. Now, I almost, you know, I just thank the Lord. I'm almost embarrassed sometimes that God's been so good to me, you know, and these guys don't like, they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get it. They're sitting around talking about my ministry, I'm a apostle, I'm Dr. So-and-so. You don't get it. You don't get it. It ain't about being no Dr. So-and-so. It ain't about being no apostle. It's about being yielded to the Holy Spirit that God can put his hand on you.
Yes, sir.
Don't accept something that is not successful.
Yeah.
Buying it.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, you got the wrong address.
Yeah. Yeah.
All things work together for good for me because I love God and I'm called by God.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to find some men to train for the last 30-something years. Yes. Finally found some that can take a licking.
Yes, sir.
Because I will lick you. I will hit you.
Yes.
I will strap.
Yes.
I'll say, no, we're not going to do it like this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then no discussion. I'm going to the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, if men can take it in the army, you know, the army don't hold people's hand. I heard,
right,
I didn't
right,
go.
Right, right.
But I talked to men who've been there. They said they give orders, they're going back in their office.
Yeah.
And you out there shivering, and they're up in the office, and they see you through the window.
Yeah.
But you can't go up and say, well, may I get a warm? No, you got to stay out there.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
We the only one that's compromising for everybody.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, Dad.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Competition.
Yeah.
We're not going to have that in the LTMA. Culture of honor is so important. The spirit of his purpose. Listen to me. The spirit of his purpose is being released by the Holy Spirit of purpose on you tonight and forevermore. It's a release, you see. May the Holy Spirit separate you from all stagnation in your ministry and to the flow of total success. How many received that? Let me say it again. I release this. May the Holy Spirit separate you from all stagnation in your ministry and in your life and put you in a flow of total success. We can go there. I got to praying. Turn with me to Isaiah. Boy, I tell you, I preached the whole Bible tonight. Turn to Isaiah. Turn to Isaiah, because so much I want to say, I can't do justice to all these scriptures, but I need to go to them so you'll have them in your outline, and whatever you're going to do with them, go ahead and do it quickly. Get your ministry up off the ground. Get your ministry from under the ground. And get your eyes off the big boy and put your eyes on the big boy. Turn to Isaiah 10, because I'm going to tell you something I heard in the spirit. Isaiah 10, I was praying, and it just come out of my mouth. These words came out of my mouth. Because out of your mouth should flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly, and come through your mouth. And while I was praying by the fireplace, getting ready for the night, and reading, I heard these words. I hear now yoke cracking. Yoke's cracking. And burden lifting sound in this place. Woo. Well, I know it was for the night. So if it was for the night, I'm saying to you now, I hear now yoke in this place cracking. And burden lifting sounds in this place. And know what Isaiah 10:27 says? And it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. That very yoke that's been holding your ministry back is cracking right now. May it be a financial yoke, it's cracking. May it be a membership note, it's cracking. May it be a billing you need, it's cracking. I hear it cracking right now. And I hear the burden, the sound of cracking. The sound of cracking is in this place right now. Whatever been holding your ministry down, whoever been holding you back, you shouldn't have never come to Dow Road. Because the Spirit of the Lord says it's cracking that yoke right now. That means that yoke is about to be destroyed by the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all been so small, so long, you can't see big. Bless God, yield tonight. God sent you here for a reason. God sent you here with compassion and love for you. But just tell you the truth, your God is bigger than you do in ministry. Kick your eyes off a man. Put your eyes on him. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Find your hole somewhere and pray. Seek God's face. Don't seek his hand. Seek his face. His hand come with his face. But his face does not come with his hand. Get in his presence. And holler out and tell him how much you love him. I hear yokes cracking. And I mean, some of these yokes been around a long time. But when they get in the presence of the Holy Ghost, when they get in the presence of the anointing, yokes cannot stay. It shall come to pass. It all shall come to pass. If you say it, it shall come to pass. See, you got to say something in a sermon like this. It shall come to pass. That thing that been holding me back, can't hold me no more. I hear it cracking. Hallelujah. I hear something cracking. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 I hear the sound of yokes cracking. God's ministers being turned loose. Hallelujah. Doors being opened, gates being opened, windows being opened. Many of you men have held you back. Men have set on you. I hear the sound of yoke cracking. Notice what the word said. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. 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 Then the Lord said to me, the flood is coming to the overflow. And every drought you have experienced, you're experiencing, there will be plenty. Isaiah 59. Let me read that to you again, because this is a fresh word for tonight. It's a fresh word for you. It's a fresh word. This is not a rehearsed word. This is not something I preached before. This is fresh for this minister's conference, you see. Hallelujah. I'm almost preaching myself happy. Glory to God. Are you happy? Are you blessed? Glory to God. Now notice what he says here. In the word, the flood is coming to overflow every drought you've been experiencing. There will be plenty. Nobody can talk like the Lord, boy. Huh? You think he can back that up? He's well able. I said he's well able. I believe in me. You believe him? The drought is over. Tell somebody. Tell them the drought is over. Whatever famine, whatever lack, whatever been holding you back, whatever been holding you down, it's over. It's over. Oh, you got to believe that. Thus said the Lord, it's over. I believe the Lord, me. The drought is over. Hey, look at somebody and laugh a little bit. Look at somebody and laugh. He thought it's a $500 check. He thought he had me. 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 But the drought is over. The yoke is cracking. The burden is lifting. Some ministers came here. You hide it, but you were discouraged. You push every button, pull every string, prayed every prayer, read every text. Things still not working for you. Well, sometimes you need to get under a strong anointing to help you, to push you, to shove you, to lift you. Are you following me? Don't tell me it don't mean nothing about who you connected with. I'm here by way of connection. I'm blessed by way of connection. I found out who he was, and I connected to him. And I wouldn't let him have a meeting that I wasn't there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care if he was in a bam boom, I'm going.
Yes, sir.
I got to be there.
Yes, sir.
He had something for me.
Yes, sir.
I got it.
Yes, sir.
You know, some people can sit in a meeting. Sitting in a meeting is a $500 check. Some people can sit in a meeting and they don't get nothing. Because they're thinking the same old regular meeting they've been going to. Now here's another aspect, just a few more. But Pakalasoni Shakata, Prone Kotalabasa Kotese, Kore Sheke. Don't look at your neighbor, I'm talking to you. That's what the Spirit of God said. Don't look at your neighbor, I'm talking to you. Receive it. Believe it. It will not deceive you, I tell you. It's the Lord speaking. The Holy Spirit enable your ministry to maintain the Lordship of Christ in all the works of your ministry. Very important, because Jesus is Lord. He's the Lord of glory. He's the Lord from heaven. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord of peace. You know, I'm not going to give you all these texts, because that's what I'm going to preach some Sunday. He's the Lord of the harvest. He's the Lord over all. And the Holy Ghost revealed that he is the Lord of Christ. That's scripture, you know. That's the scripture. I'll get that scripture. Now look at it. Luke 2:26. Let's read it sometime. Now, let's look at some of the things in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit was working almost in every move, every chapter. I just want to go over a few things. John 14:26, he's known, he's the teacher, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, if you look at that, you'll see him then. And then we read in John 16:12-13, he's the speaker. Then we read in 1 John 2:20, well, we read 27-20, he's the anointing. He teach you all things. But let's go in the book of Acts for a few moments. Just for a few more moments. Acts chapter 13. We wonder why there was so much action in the book of Acts. Well, they were yielding to the Holy Ghost. And yeah, they were constantly yielding to the Holy Ghost. Paul, Peter, the apostles, they were constantly yielding to the Holy Ghost, and they got great results. And I believe we can get the same results as we learn the secrets of yielding to the Holy Ghost. Not the man, to the Holy Ghost. Now, here in Acts 13:2. Watch what happened here now. Watch what happened here. As they ministered to the Lord and fast, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said. Well, I know how to get the Holy Ghost to talking. Yeah. There's nothing else working. You see, don't go read no scriptures. Not now. Minister to the Lord. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how big he is. Tell him how good he is. And then the Holy Ghost is going to start talking to you. I believe ministers need the Holy Ghost talking to them. Huh? I believe we get too much advice. We need to yield to the Holy Ghost. Notice what it says here now. This text is a precious text. As they minister to the Lord and fast, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hand on them, they sent them away. So they went, being sent forth. Now notice this. Notice verse 4 now. So they being sent forth. Well, I thought the men sent them. They prayed for him. I thought they sent him. No, they were ambassadors for him. It was the Holy Ghost doing. I think some ministers are too many of us are men sent. We ain't waiting on the Holy Ghost. Some of us, you know, if you don't watch yourself, you sin yourself. Man, when you got a genuine call, nobody got to open no door for you. God will tear a door down for you. But you got to have a genuine call. You know, some people, I think they cough and thought they was called. See? And then we see, if you're not genuinely called, you get hyped with somebody else, think they're setting on you. No, you can't set on somebody who called, because the Holy Ghost is going to open a door for them. Nobody never had to do no favor for me. I just went to a funeral one time on behalf of my pastor. And I opened my mouth and said a few words, and two ladies come behind me. And they said, would you come preach for us Sunday? I said, no, y'all not the pastor. Yeah. I said, now if your pastor contact me, I would consider it if the Lord say okay. And he did. You know, the Lord opened that door. I became the pastor of that church in a little while. My pastor didn't open that door for me. See, I had a genuine call on my life. Just said a few words at a funeral. And these two ladies, one of them ladies still with me in this church today. Them two ladies come talk with me. Say, you know, we need you. Pastor getting down. I say, yeah, but pastor got it. I say, can he still talk? He said, yeah, well, he got to talk to me. I went there and preached. The first time I preached, then now the pastor was going in and out. His granddaughter here, grandson here, he was going in and out. But he was in his right mind that morning. And he said, if y'all accept this young man, I'd resign right now. Now, it's the first time he had me preach. But it was a divine setup. God opened the door. I tell you, ministers get hot, man. You don't let us preach, and you ain't doing nothing for us and all that. Man, just sit and listen. If God got something for you, you could be at the supermarket. Somebody walk up to you and say, sir, I got a witness that the Lord want me to tell you. Come by our church next week. But we don't wait for that. We go start something that the Lord didn't tell us start, and we struggle all our lives. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. No, he'll tell you what to do and how to do it. As they minister to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said. Are you listening to me? Turn to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. Holy Ghost working all through the book of Acts. Acts chapter 11, verse 12. And the Spirit bade me to go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. See, the Spirit bid him to go. Huh? See, Spirit bid me to go, or command me to go. See, wait on the Spirit bidding. See, I thought, you know, it had these professors kept coming. They had them black, nice silk suit, better than mine. I didn't have none, but I kept seeing these well-dressed men down the street there at Mount Zion. They would come and sit every Sunday. Well, I know they wasn't from the local crowd. They were dressed different, and they carried themselves different. Finally, one of the women who had asked me to come to church said, who is these well-dressed men keep coming here? I think she knew better than me. She knew they were scouting. They had come from a church right down from Southern University. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you how God opened the door for you. They came, and they said, listen. Finally, they said, we want you to come do a trial sermon for us. You know, they have trial song. You know, we were hooping then, you know. The best hooper get it. So I got in there and I saw them sisters with them white dress on over there. I said, somebody gonna shout you today. I went for it, boy. I went for it. And I got her. She jumped up. And so I met with them, and I thought, God. And they want to do some things for me, you know. They're an aristocratic church, you know. And so I'm back at Mount Zion, here at Mount Zion down the road, the old church still standing. And I'm there, and I'm going down through the corridor of that place. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to do it in Darrow. And I said to him, Lord, I really thought you was going to use me someday. And he said to me, I'll send them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I'll buy them cars, put gas in it, and they'll be glad to drive. In this church, I have people come 100-mile radius, one way. He said, and it happened to you today. He said, when planning land in Louisiana, they'll be asking people, where is Darrow?
Yeah. There it is. Yes,
so I went back. My buddy, he's going home to be the Lord. Dr. Land, he wanted me to go. He wanted me to take that church so me and him could be hooping up there together, you know. And I went back to talk to the deacon. I know I couldn't go, so I just going to have me some fun. I was in there about 30-something deacons, you know, they're all aristocratic, and they were talking. I said, now, brother, now I want to talk to y'all a minute. So I ain't got nothing to lose. God already talked to me already. So I'm going to put them under the test. They thought they had me under the test, but I had them under the test. I said, now, I've been a deacon before. What y'all want, a pastor or another deacon? Well, I saw one of them old men whooping, and that boy, that. They didn't want another deacon. But I wasn't going nowhere because the Lord said he's going to do it in Darrow. Had I not listened to the Lord, we wouldn't be here tonight. See, the Holy Ghost will show you. The Holy Ghost will show you. I said the Holy Ghost will show you. Then Paul revealed, not just a few more, because I preach an hour, that's long enough. We'll get out early. That's all right, getting out early. And standing meeting all night don't make you happy. Don't make you more spiritual. Because we got out at 11 o'clock, you're proud of that. And you're in all the places to eat and closed down, and you can't get nothing to eat now, you lost your joy. Acts 17. Hallelujah. And you, somebody said, Reb, preach too long. Restaurant closed down. I forgot to tell them guys stay open a little late. I have a little cloud. I can tell them stay open a little late. Acts 17. Yep. The mayor know us. And the sheriff and they're all people who are on business know us. Yeah, they know who we are. They know Word of Life Christian Center. They know you. They know we ought to stay.
Yes, sir.
They know we can make a mark in the water. Yeah. They know it because what? Under God, who we serve,
yeah.
He should be known in a city.
Yeah.
He should be respected.
Yeah.
He should be honored.
Yeah.
He should be reverenced.
Yeah.
It should be known there's a man and woman of God in town. They should know that member, that woman that's blessed because she go to so-and-so church.
That's right.
Oh, you from the Word. Yeah, that's where I'm from. How you heard about the Word? Because you've been eavesdropping, that's how you heard. You want to come yourself, you're just scared. Let me try to close here. I like this one here in Acts 17. Acts 17. Acts 17, 16. I don't know if you ever experienced this, but I experience this all the time. I feel it coming on me now. Oh my. Oh my. Acts 70. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Acts, ooh, Jesus. Up. I feel it coming on me now. Watch. Acts 17, 16. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him. When he saw the city holy, given to idolatry. A stirring in the spirit. Get stirred up in the spirit. My, things can happen when you get stirred in the spirit. Woo, glory to God. Let's go now, my shata. Bro, shikete la basata. Bro, shikete toko shikete. Now, I don't know who it is for, but you're going to have a ministry broader than you think. Because you see, at this hour, some things have been broken. You will go at it from a different angle after this week. Because I'm well aware in this room there's great talent and great gifts and great calling. Some just have not had a chance. Because you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at a man or a woman or at your pastor or your bishop. No. Look to him. He called you. You follow what I'm saying? Gifts in this room. Gifts I don't even know. Anointing in this room I don't even know. But they're not getting the break they should get. Because they've put their eyes on the wrong thing. Take your eyes off of men. And put your eyes on God. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We read that text, didn't we? Huh? Didn't we read that? Come on now. I'm going to try to close here. Come on now. He says, now there's another thing Paul talks about. He don't want to talk about the spirit bidding him. He don't want to talk about being stirred in the spirit. But he talked about being pressed in the spirit. Pressed in the spirit. Look at Acts 18:5. And when Solomon and Timotheus was come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. Pressed in the spirit. Yeah, he was pressed in the spirit. But yeah, highlight that, girl. Pressed in the spirit. He was pressed. That need to be highlighted. Pressed. When I emphasize something like that, bring it forth. Pressed in the spirit. That's so important. I don't know if you've ever been pressed in the spirit, but I've had the spirit impression on me to do certain things. Looked like it wasn't going to work out, but it came out like a charm. pressed in the spirit.
Yeah.
You see, when you're pressed in the spirit, no man can talk you out of it.
Yeah.
No committee can talk you out of it. Not even a whole congregation can't talk you out of it. When you're pressed in the spirit, because you got divine backup.
Yeah.
Who you think pressing you?
Yeah.
Who you think pushing you?
Yeah.
Why would I go to get a vote on something and I got the spirit wind in my back?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, God looking for somebody who trusts him.
Yeah.
We try to be men pleasers. Don't please nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Just please God and everybody else get blessed.
Yeah. Yes,
say it, pressed in the spirit.
Pressed in the spirit.
You can feel sometimes the pressure of the spirit calling you to do something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Now here's what the Spirit of God saying right here on this spot. When I say it out of the ordinary, I heard something. Too many of us been having certain boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
We've been bound in a certain area because we don't trust God enough.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about going out and do some foolish thing that you want to do, like go buy a Cadillac you know you can't pay for. We ain't talking about no material thing. We're talking about in the spirit world. We're talking about yielding to the conviction of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Now, the boundaries have become a bondness to you.
Right.
But the Lord moved me out of it. Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Be serious with the Holy Ghost. Be thankful to the Holy Ghost that the Lord is moving you out of it. Then the Apostle Paul in that Psalm 18 chapter talk about being fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit. 18 and 25. Just all over the book of Acts. This man was instructed as the way 18 and 25. I mean 18, yeah, 18, 25. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and talked diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Fervent in spirit. A flow, you know. Then 19:21 now. Acts 19:21. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
We need to close here. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes,
it's about 8:23 on a what? What night is it? Tuesday night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I done preached myself happy.
Yes,
I got right in the presence of God.
Yeah.
You know, I can take a run and have some fun.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I've said enough to you tonight.
Yes.
I don't know where you're listening, but God is ministering to you.
Yes.
If you have a genuine call of God on your life,
yes,
your breakthrough is here,
yes,
right now. You don't need to wait till Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You don't need to wait till Thursday night.
Yeah.
You don't need to wait till Friday night.
Yeah.
It's right here now.
Right.
And then in Acts 19:21, I love it. And these things were in it. Paul.
Yes.
Oh, you got your Bible?
Yes.
Paul what?
Purpose
in spirit. Wow. 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 Purpose in the spirit. Whew. When he had passed through Macedonia, they carried to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I had been there, I must also see Rome. Now, I tell you, there's a secret here. The secret is, you can get close enough to the Holy Spirit that you can purpose a thing. You can do some things in the spirit on purpose. And the Holy Ghost will back you up.
Yeah.
Why? The Holy Ghost gets to a place where he trusts you.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I tell you, my friend, I'm not bragging on Leroy because I don't even know how to preach my way out of a wet paper bag. But I tell you what, I purpose some things in my spirit. I've seen it. I said, well, Lord, we're going to do this. He said, okay, let's do it. Because he trusts me. Because when it's finished, I'm going to back up and give him the glory.
Come on, Dad.
See? Maybe the problem is you have never purposed nothing in your spirit. In the spirit, see? Purpose in the spirit. To be blessed. Then, to keep you from getting in trouble, hallelujah, to keep you from getting in trouble here, turn over to the 20th chapter of Acts. And look with me, and I'm just warming up.
Yeah.
And in the 20th chapter of Acts, look with me, in the 22nd verse, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that shall befall me there, but I got to go. See, there are sometimes you're bound in the spirit. You're bound to do it. The Lord, it don't look right. Everybody crying that you shouldn't do it, but you're bound in the spirit. You got to do it. You see, you're not worth your salt if you don't trust God. You don't have to know the end result. All you have to know is God with you. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like taking a chance and it's not taking a chance. It's trusting. It's trusting him. Sometimes the Lord permits some things to happen for you to trust him. We fall out and go to bawling and crying and say, why me, Lord? Because, you know, everybody else look like they're making it. And the Lord, he's ready to promote you, but he found out you don't trust him. You got to see everything. God is a spirit, man. You ain't got to see everything. Act on what God tell you to do. Are you here? Bound in spirit. Now, when you flowing with the Holy Spirit, know this. There in Acts 6:10, now backwards, they was not able to resist the spirit. See, they were not able to resist it. Then there's a prophecy come in Acts 11:28. The Bible says it was signified by the Spirit. Yeah, signified. It's a signal from heaven. Glory is right. Glory is right. Now you go over into chapter 1 of the book of Acts. I have a line up here. 1:5, they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. 1:8. Receive power to come upon you. They're going to see you. Tell them, he told them, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost to receive power. Act 1:8, they received that power. Act 1:8, then what they receive again, he told them what's going to happen. Go over Acts 2, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, as of a mighty rushing wind. I've been in meeting like that, you know. I've been in where the wind was blowing, where the Holy Ghost was doing something. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like those meetings, boy. Everybody get blessed. Hallelujah. And tongue like as a fire set upon them, and they all spoke in tongue as the Spirit give them utterance. Power came. Went out there, and that lame man was shaking his. And I see people use that, say, Peter didn't have no money. Please. It just they had to get his eyes off the money because they had something for him he could make his own money. They had something stronger than money. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. See, you don't need the silver and gold, you need the such as I have. And he gave him the such as I have. And the Bible said he took him by the hand and said, rise up on your feet and walk. And that man walked, didn't he? Huh? And when they had the argument and fussing, they said, he's like ignorant and unlearned men, but it seemed like they've been with the Holy Ghost. They've been with Jesus. That's all you need in your ministry. That's all you need in your ministry. You got to need some power flowing. I'm trying to close you. You got to have some power. You know, turn the clock off. What time? How long? How long? What? In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Now let me conclude with this. In a meeting, don't ever force anything to happen. That's showboating. See, in order to be in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, you only do what the Spirit leads you to do. That's how people get into false move with the Holy Ghost. They try to act. People say, you got a word? All this word you've heard? Do I have a word? Do I have a word? Well, you gonna lay a hand on me? Lay a hand on you. I just laid the word on you. Well, are you gonna move in the gift of the Spirit? I moved about 7 times. Where you been? You see? That's why people get messed up and they get locked in the wrong thing, locked on the wrong thing. The first service is the word. If you get a good dish of the word, you're going to get all the rest. Stand on your feet. Let's praise God for a few minutes. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that whatever you said is coming to pass in all our lives tonight. We'll give you glory and praise and honor. Thank you so much for your word, for your spirit, for purposing in the spirit, being stirred in the spirit, bound in the spirit. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Thank you for being, ha, ha, ha. Thank you for being in our midst. Thank you for all these men and women of God, these churches that represent it, states that represent it. Thank you for the pastor, the prophet. Thank you for the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Thank you that everyone, every gift, every calling in this room. Thank you that this week we'll have visitation of the Holy Ghost. Thank you that we have revelation knowledge. Thank you that you'll be in our midst and we'll enjoy the benefits of your glory. We praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Junior, you come and receive the offering and I'm through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be seated.
Be careful of all those people laying their hand on you. I was in a meeting with Dr. Cho many years ago, 15, 20 years ago, and I was just watching. I was in strange territory. It wasn't my group, you know, but I went to see something. But I saw what I needed to see. They got to laying hand on one another. Some of these churches are laying hand crazy. Everybody just lay hand on somebody next to you. I don't want everybody laying their hand on me. I don't even know this woman next to me. I don't want to be laying her hand on me. She might be transmitting something I don't want. Might put a lustful spirit or something on me. I don't let everybody lay their hand. Let no man lay hand on you suddenly. But I saw it. I watch it. And so Dr. Cho was up there. And so they said, the man said, we're going to lay hand on one another. So I watch him to see what he's going to do. The man raised his hand, Dr. Cho caught it. And brought it down like that, and him and the man held hands. There wasn't no transfer going there. That's power meeting power. I made a note of that. I said, no man going to lay his hand on me unless I let him. And you know, some people get happy. You know, I've had members talk to me about different people, you know, prophesy and all that, you know. If a person can prophesy when they get ready, it's not of God.
That's true. Yeah.
No, the gifts of the Spirit work as the Spirit.
Yeah.
No. You can't let everybody lay hand on you. You can't let everybody teach you.
Yeah. Right.
See? You can't be running to all these different meetings. You don't know who you are. You done listened to so many people, you don't know whether you're Joyce Meyer or Kenny Copeland. You done been to so many meetings. See? Find your camp. I heard my daddy many times say he liked the people he run with. You've heard him say that, Bob, many times. He find your own, his own company. That's what it is. Find your company and stop watching all them people on television. They got some of them boys very articulate on that. They can talk. I'm thinking, I got an old boy in my mind now, I ain't gonna call his name, but that boy got the spirit of gab. He can talk, boy, and he convincing in his talking. He explicit. He just talk, and say nothing. just gone, just rhythmatic, and he's flowing, he's saying, and he know when to drop down and back up and he say it a little louder. And he move his head, move his hand, you know. Wasn't saying a thing. Wasn't saying a thing. These guys be preaching science. Theories. All kind of stuff. And in the name of Jesus, call every now and then. With no emphasis. Because they want you to hear their oration.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I keep talking. Some of y'all know who I'm talking about. Just talk. And proud of it. And then, you know, all these TV stations want you to raise money. Get on there, they want you to raise money. I got invitation now. I'm not going. I don't feel like I ain't got time for this. You know, you want to tell me, wave. I ain't be waving at nobody. I ain't got one. You know, I'm going to come here. Come on, wave your hand. I come here to preach. I ain't come here to wave at nobody. I wave at who I want to wave at. I don't feel like waving. I don't even know who out there. You know, I came off of television. I didn't come off till we broke. I came off. I heard President Obama. I was sitting in the minister's lounge, and I heard two news media men talking, a woman and a man, and they said, you know, Obama played golf with Tiger Woods the other day, and we didn't know nothing about it. He said he bypass us and do stuff, and he go to the internet and stuff like that. I got to thinking. If Obama can do this, I'm going to be one of the first ministers to get off TV and didn't have to get off. And I'm going to go another way. That's why I got my own station now. Yeah, on the internet, you see. And then we had to notice what we're doing. See, don't go behind money. Money will come after you. We got our station on 24 hours a day. You can go in our archive and listen to what you want. Don't cost you nothing. Now you say, well, how are you going to sell your tape? Well, if they don't sell, they don't need to sell. God, I'm blessing God's people. God take care of me. You know, they got some, give you a little excerpt. Right. Then they tell you how much it's going to cost you to get the rest. They're good salesmen. It's a game. They're salesmen. That's what it is, you know. Well, some of the guys got to do that because, they, you know, they got that's what they live off of. But I don't have to do that. I just want to bless God's people. And now, I don't, you know, that television boy, I'm hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you ain't got no more than 20 minutes, you know. You can't really preach much. And then you got to advertise if you're on television, you know, tell about your tape, stuff like that. I tell you how much I miss it. You heard it? You didn't hear that? glory.
You may be seated. Lift your hand and read the offering envelope. The ushers in the aisle to serve you. Stand to your feet. Let's lift our offerings up. Father, we thank you for speaking to us tonight in such a special way. Thank you for providing these seeds for us. And not only providing the seeds, Father, but giving us some place to plant these seeds. And Father, not only give us a seed, give us a place to plant these seeds, but you also say you're the Lord of the harvest. And so we thank you for the returns that we will receive from sowing these seeds. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated, and the ushers will serve you.
Let me ask, Jay, you got something I say tonight? Give him a mic. That's my grandson. I believe he's going to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Give him time to get his notes and tell me something we'll say tonight.
The definition of yield is to give up or surrender oneself.
Okay. All right. Layla, what you got? That's my granddaughter. They have outgrown Children's Church. I had to call them out. They're getting bored. They didn't ask me, Papa, can I come? I just told him, he come to Bible school with me. He wanted to come, so he dressed up and put a necktie and come to school and sit in my class. Go ahead, Layla. What you got?
Jesus was not working without the Holy Spirit. He was led by the Holy Spirit.
Jesus what?
Was not working without the Holy Spirit.
Without working?
He was not working without the Holy Spirit.
Jesus was not working without the Holy Spirit. All right. Let one of you grown up tell me something. At least three of y'all. You sit here sucking up good air. I like to test my class.
The drought is over.
The drought. Boy, that's a good one. That's a good one. Two more people right quick. That man stood up over there. Great. Always be in position to yield to the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, y'all should be on this thing. That's two. That's one more. Go ahead.
The anointing will failure proof your ministry.
The anointing will failure proof your ministry. Great God, what you got? You got the same thing? Same thing. The anointing will failure proof your ministry. I'm through, Leroy.
All right, sir. You may stand to your feet.